On tonight's Hillbilly Nerd Talk, the Oscars, vitamins, and police pranks.
Welcome to Hillbilly Nerd Talk with Hank and Petra.
Welcome to Hillbilly Nerd Talk. I'm Hank.
And I'm Petra.
You stayed up the other night to watch the Oscars, right?
I did. It was a special event for me.
And you stayed up and you missed the biggest thing.
You know what?
In
our damn heater is the loudest thing. I'm trying not to wake you up, but every time that clicks on, like, it's deafening in here. So, yeah, I missed it. I went to bed without realizing the... Because I just assumed that it was.
So you were just sitting in here reading your iPad and all that was going on TV and you had no idea?
No, because our heater's loud. I'm going to stand by
that.
When
you say heater, it's not a little space heater.
I mean, it's it's an industrial heater.
It's our HVAC system.
And it goes click, and it's deafeningly loud in here. You could probably hear it on the podcast if it cuts on.
Yeah, so we have to... turn the volume up on a TV up and down.
Yeah. And you were already in bed, so I was being a good wife and letting you sleep.
Aw. Well, I mean, mistakes happen.
Yeah.
God knows those Steve Harvey happened to him on, Miss Universe?
Yep.
So, and either
mistakes
time.
Mistakes happened.
Yeah. It does. But here's the audio from what happened in case you were under a rock. Well, of course, you know, some people don't care about this stuff. Maybe they didn't see it on new stuff, but it was for Best Picture, right?
For Best Picture, End of the Night. And
they set it up, or to set it up, they announced that the movie La La Land won Best Picture.
And La La Land had already won so many awards. They had also tied for, I guess, the most awards ever with 14. And I, you know, everybody just kind of went with it. I mean, I know I'd kind of lost interest because it's a musical. I'd never even heard of it. I don't know that it ever even played around here. So I wasn't all in on this.
So they announced La La Land and then there's a mistake. The winner is actually Moonlight.
Yes.
So here is the audio from them on stage. This is after, by the way, the people from La La Land are all up here.
On stage.
On stage. They've already made acceptance speeches.
Well, they had got, yeah.
All
yeah.
that. They have the Oscars in their hands. I mean, this is, it wasn't caught immediately.
No, it really wasn't.
But, you know.
I'm sorry. No. There's a mistake. Moonlight, you guys won Best Picture.
And that's one of the guys who had just accepted the Oscar.
Yeah. Yeah, he's the one that's giving it back. Here's the accountant we'll talk about later that's in deep shit.
This is not a joke. This is not a joke. I'm afraid they read the wrong thing.
This is not a joke. Moonlight has won Best Picture.
Can you imagine this guy? I keep looking at the guy who we're about to talk about in a minute that screwed this up.
His face.
Can you imagine what is going on? His heart must just have sank. You know that feeling when you know you have fucked up so majorly?
Like public humiliation majorly.
Yeah. That guy's.
Moonlight.
And I've got to say, I admire these guys up here that had just, like, accepted the Oscar for La La Land. And they're like, no, this is a mistake. You know, this other movie won. And I think that was great. That's kind of tear-jerking for
me. It is. And he's holding up the card saying, no, we didn't win.
It's not a joke. Yeah.
Not a joke. Jimmy Kimmel's over here. He doesn't know what to do.
No.
In this picture. The accountant, he's running around stage. It's kind of a little... chaos here.
Yeah, they're kind of trying to round up the Oscars a little bit.
Best Picture.
So there he's saying that's the right one. Now everybody's standing up and giving him a standing ovation for some reason.
Well,
I'm sorry.
And now the Moonlight people.
It's a hugely emotional moment.
So now the Moonlight people are getting ready to come on stage.
This is very unfortunate what happened. Personally, I blame Steve Harvey for this. I would like to see you get an Oscar anyway. Why can't we?
That's a good impromptu.
That was great. That was a great comedian snark moment.
That's why he was hired for that.
Yeah.
Like, that's a good impromptu thing to do there.
Got a whole bunch of them.
I'm going to be really proud to hand this to my friends from Moonlight.
That's nice of you.
And now Warren Beatty feels the need to get up there. And he wants to make, you can tell, he wants to make sure that people know that he's not the one fucking up.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, Warren Beatty has a temper. He's always had a reputation for being an actor that's hard to work with and temper tantrums and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
So I bet it was a little playing with fire here too with him.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying?
I bet too. Yeah.
So he's getting up here. He's stealing the show back and he is determined to show that, hey, this wasn't my fault.
Yes. Yes.
So here he goes, grabbing the mic, basically.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. I once.
Warren, what did you do?
I want to tell you what happened.
He's going to explain.
I opened the envelope, and it said, Emma Stone, La La Land. That's why I took such a long look at Faye and at you. I wasn't trying to be funny.
And that is exactly what happened.
Yeah.
Which it is.
It really is.
They handed him the wrong envelope, and it literally did say, Emma Stone, Best Actress, La La Land.
Yeah.
So he just saw the word La La Land. It's not the right category.
Well,
he read
it, and he actually realized it wasn't for Best Picture, and he handed it to, is it Faye Dunaway?
I think so.
Yeah. He handed it to his partner on stage, and she just read La La Land, which, you know, they've already been up there for a while. This is a time ceremony. I'm sure people are rushing them through this.
Sure.
And nobody realizes, they're the only people that realize what's going on at this moment.
Yeah.
Well, you were funny.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Wow, this is...
This is Moonlight, the Best Picture.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, let them say their acceptance speeches. It's been a huge moment.
Yeah, they're still.
Thank you.
Very clearly, even in my dreams, this could not be true. But to hell.
And then they have their little acceptance speech. So that is crazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. So now with all that, and they handled it. Hell, mistakes happen, for God's sake.
I think they handled it as well as they could. This is human beings.
You know, nobody died.
An emotional situation.
Right.
Exactly.
Nobody died. This isn't Benghazi. It's fine. So everybody did good. But how do these award shows, that's two in a year, is kind of weird. They have that kind of, you know.
Just huge mix up there. Just a huge mix up. And
well, here's how it happened. Yeah. This guy, right?
This, yeah.
Brian,
there they are.
Brian Cullinan. That's how I'm pronouncing it. Brian Cullinan. Well, you think?
Cullinan, yes. Yeah. Brian Cullinan, yeah. Yes.
He is one of the accountants for PricewaterhouseCooper.
Yes.
Which, how does an accountant firm have anything to do with, like, pageants and stuff?
You know what?
We have a friend that's an accountant that does that.
And she does that, yeah. And I think part of it is tallying votes, and there just seems to be this trustworthiness of an accountant, isn't it?
I guess, Lynn, that's the only rock star thing an accountant could possibly do.
Yeah, I think it is.
You know,
I think it is.
Besides that, there's not exactly a lot of glitz and glamour and
accounting
numbers and filing tax forms and all that stuff. But
no.
But really, we have to have an accountant to count votes for an Oscar or for a local beauty pageant. Really? We're not running the quadratic equation on this shit.
No, you're not. But it is something that is just tradition now. And
I guess. Well, this is one of the accountants, this Brian Culloden, and apparently, let's just face it, what happened was this guy was tweeting and taking pictures and selfies with all the movie stars as he was, his job was to be on one side of the stage and another accountant on the other side of the stage.
Because they don't know which stage presenters are going to come from.
Like, right. And they have identical envelopes, each person.
Yes.
Right?
They have a full set. Each of them have a full set. There's one on each side. Each has a full set. And their one job is to make sure that the presenter goes out with the right envelope.
Right. So he apparently was tweeting and, like I said, taking selfies and making himself some margaritas and just fucking around back there, right?
Well, he evidently has a big thing for Emma Stone, and he tweeted, "There's your picture right there. Here's his tweet, best actress Emma Stone backstage."
So, in the meantime, he's handing the wrong envelope to Warren Beatty going out on stage.
Yeah, and it's a wonder Warren Beatty doesn't catch his ass out on the street.
No kidding.
Shit out of him.
A few years ago, that's exactly what would have happened.
I wouldn't put it past him now. Okay, this dude's an accountant. Warren Beatty's a badass.
And this Price Waterhouse Cooper. Isn't it interesting how all these accountant firms have to have these, you know,
three or four last name names?
Yes, and some stuffy old out of a movie type name.
All right,
it's just ridiculous.
We saw on Wolf of Wall Street. They can just make that shit up.
I think they do at this point. They do. You know, what do you think, Reginald? What should we name our company? I don't know. Oh, well, I guess that's how it goes.
Mistakes happen. And that guy is going to be looking, like, if you have an accounting firm and you need a good accountant that just has a tweeting problem, he can go to the White House.
You know, this is a problem that should be a millennial problem. The too much tweeting, not doing your job.
He's our age.
Yes. This is an adult, grown-ass man that should know better.
But we don't. I mean, we're all monkeys with technology.
Stop tweeting and being on your fucking cell phone while you're doing your job, people. How hard is this?
Oh, yeah.
Jesus Christ. What's the matter with everybody? Anyway, here is the list of some of the people that won.
All right.
Here are the movies that were nominated for Best Picture. These will be worth some watching.
Yeah.
Arrival.
Love that movie. That is my favorite movie. I haven't seen it twice, but
that is a very cerebral, good movie.
Yeah.
Fences?
You know, I didn't want to watch it in the theater because I'm going to bawl. Like, that is one I have to be in the right mood
for. We should see it just because, I mean, I almost feel obligated because of my white guilt to watch it. You know?
I can understand that. But I think it's going to be anybody.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Just that looks like a moving, emotional, just gut-wrenching movie, and I want to watch it.
Hacksaw.
But I just don't want other people to see me cry. It's going to be bad enough with
you. Oh, you can cry in a movie. Ding.
Yeah.
How did that show up on here? It's dinging all over the place.
I don't know.
Damn it. I don't understand how that does that.
I don't either, but it
even when I have it turned off. Damn you, Apple. All right, anyway. What about Hacksaw Ridge? It won some stuff.
That's just the war movie of the year.
That's the comeback for Mel Gibson.
Yeah, exactly. Which to me is two strikes against it. If it comes on HBO and you want to watch it some night, I will play on Pinterest while it's on. I'll just go ahead and own that.
You know, and I guess if you get awarded, if you make a movie, I don't know. I guess good for them for recognizing that you made a good movie no matter what your past and all that stuff, I suppose. I guess we can look at it in a good way.
I guess.
But he has been basically ostracized from Hollywood for at least 10 years now,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So it's kind of weird to all of a sudden pop back on the scene and you're up for all these and wins a bunch of Oscars.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, Hell or High Water?
I didn't know much about that movie, but kind of seeing some clips with it. I think it's a guy fighting for water rights out west. And yeah, I'm into that. I could watch it. And it has what's his name? Bridges.
Has the dude.
The dude.
Hidden Figures.
I wanted to see that while it was in the theater, but I really, that's another one that I cry every time I see the preview. I just bawl huge tears. I love female scientists. So.
Oh, that's the one with the black chicks that do math.
Yeah. For NASA, they put a man around the moon. So, yeah.
That was pretty impressive on the Oscars when they had the older lady who was really one of those women.
If I'm not mistaken, that is the scientist that even after they computerized at NASA, she still worked for them and she checked the computer. She's that good.
That's awesome. She was in her 90s.
Mm-hmm.
La La Land, you say it's a musical?
Yeah, and I've never even heard of it.
Me either.
Like before the Oscars, I had never heard of it.
I guess, I mean, if you're a super movie fan, whatever.
I loved musicals for about a year when I was a kid. I was kind of fascinated with them. But I was a young kid. I can barely remember what, I mean.
We were going to watch it because it's entertaining. And God knows this fiasco was very entertaining. But remember a few years ago, it was Birdman that won everything. And we watched
it.
And we watched it, and it was horrible.
I thought so. I mean,
I don't see how any human being, and it must be because, you know, it lasted its little run on HBO and a little run where you can rent the movie, and it's one of the first movies you can rent. Uh-huh. And that lasted about a month. And then you have never heard of that movie again, ever.
Yeah.
You would have to actively seek out that movie to find it on anything, Netflix,
it's
nowhere.
I'm going to guess that it's a Hollywood movie. Okay. Like if you're an actor or a director or a producer or something, if you are in that field, then it is something that you can appreciate more than the layperson. And that's what we are.
I guess.
As I've been getting ready, listening to films about or YouTube videos about movies. And, I mean, I love film. I love movies. So I'm trying to learn a little bit more about them. But even on my little foray into educating myself on film, Birdman does not come up on anybody's list of a great movie.
Well, and you brought up another one, and you were right. And however long ago it was, time flies, it's probably 10 years ago, the movie Chicago won a million different things. And I remember sort of trying to watch it and, like, this is just crap.
Yeah.
Well, you know, one person's crap, another person's awesomeness. So, whatever. Next movie, Lion.
I've heard of this one. It is a story about
a lion.
About a white couple that adopt a kid or two from the streets of India, and he goes back to find his parents. And it's supposed to be a really...
Did it have the little kid in it?
Yes, exactly.
Ah,
that's
the Oscars.
The pun there with lifting the little lion into the air. Okay,
gotcha.
All right.
Manchester by the Sea?
Never heard of it.
Never heard of it. Those were all the awards for...
Moonlight was the
Moonlight was the winner. Yeah.
And I've never heard of that one either, but the clips from it look like another Precious.
Again, yeah, I think my white guilt.
Looks, well,
I think my white guilt. I should watch it.
And we love the guy from House of Cards. That's what he won his Best Supporting Actor role for.
Okay,
so yeah,
Best Actress was Emma Stone, La La Land.
Yep,
we know that because of her screw up. Best Actor, Casey Affleck.
Yep,
Casey Affleck in Manchester by the Sea.
Yep,
Best Supporting Actress. Viola Davis, Fences.
Oh, her speech was so great. And I love her from How to Get Away with Murder. She was in...
She's a good actress.
Yeah,
she was
in a bunch of stuff. She's just fantastic.
Best Supporting Actor, Mahershala Ali, however you pronounce it.
However you pronounce it. The guy from House of Cards that we love. He had a great speech, too. I mean, that was just good.
Best Director, Damien Chazelle, La La Land.
Okay.
Best Animated Feature Film, Zootopia. We might check out some of those. I
want to see Kubo and the Two Strings. I've been saying that since it's been out.
Here's what was nominated. Kubo and the Two Strings, Mona, My Life as a Zucchini, The Red Turtle, and Zootopia. And Zootopia won.
I think it's Moana or so. It's that. It's that's not the Hawaiian.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah.
Which that looks pretty good too. I like Zootopia. I think is out on Netflix or HBO or something right now.
Best adopted screenplay, that was Moonlight. Best original screenplay, Manchester by the Sea. Best original song, and they don't have highlighted the winner.
It's City of Stars from La La Land.
Gotcha. Of course. Oh, there it is. Yeah, it says winner. Mm-hmm. There. Best musical original score,
La La Land.
Best foreign film, The Salesman.
Okay.
Whatever. Best documentary feature, that was OJ, Made in America.
All right.
I wouldn't care to watch any of these.
I wouldn't either.
These would be all right.
This sometimes is a good recommendation. That's how I see it.
Yeah, me too. And I like documentaries. Fire at Sea, I have no idea. I'm Not Your Negro. Again, My White Guilt. We should watch that. Life Animated, OJ, Made in America, and 13th.
We like documentaries, so we might.
Best Cinematography, La La Land. Best Film Editing, Hacksaw Ridge. Best Visual Effects, The Jungle Book.
I was pissed about that. No, it was the... I was pissed about that one because I thought Doctor Strange was so amazing. And I've seen scenes from The Jungle Book. I haven't actually watched it. And it looks choppy to me. Jungle Book looks choppy to me.
Doctor Strange, I can't imagine anything being better than that. But
yeah, yeah.
Best production design, La La Land. Best costume design,
Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them.
Yes, that was surprising that wasn't La La Land. Best sound mixing, Hacksaw Ridge.
Okay.
Best sound editing, Arrival. So Arrival did win one.
Yeah, but that's good. I really think they deserved more than that.
Best makeup and hairstyling,
Suicide Squad.
How did Suicide Squad won that?
How did they beat Star Trek? I just don't understand that because Star Trek Beyond had some amazing character makeup effects.
I thought
so
too.
I was just like, okay.
Best short documentary, The White Helmets.
I think we've heard about that
before. I have on a 60-minute show.
Yeah.
Best film short animated, Piper.
I remember that being
we saw
before,
that. Yeah. They played it
like a before, cartoon or something.
I think they
that
played
watched.
It before the Pixar, before Finding Nemo.
Finding Dory.
We saw
I think
it
you're
that.
Right.
Best film short, Sing.
Okay.
So there's all your list of the people. It took about 2 hours, and we were into it enough. We watched the red carpet and that giant Michael Strahan looking like a giant compared to everybody
else. He was a well-dressed giant, though. Okay, come on. He was a very, very articulate and well-dressed giant.
So we saw some of the pre-show. It was an interesting night.
Well, and two, we pointed this out. We were talking about this. Like, what about the commercials for the Oscars? They are so geared towards women.
Oh, that is a women, gay, just a laser focused on that group.
Yeah. All right. It's skincare, high-end shampoos.
Stuff to make you feel guilty that you're not taking care of your kids right now.
The Harlem Globetrotters and Disney on Ice. And there were no fast food commercials. I don't remember a one all night long.
I don't remember. You're right. It's all beauty products and must have been 50 different shampoos and all the skin conditioners.
I almost felt guilty watching, like having you watching this with me. I'm like, do you want to watch some football?
And then they got away with this. I guess nothing crazy happened, but I bet they don't do this again where they had that little practical joke where they brought the people who were on a studio tour of, like, I don't know, just a tour of homes of the stars or something.
Yeah, yeah.
And they diverted them into the live Oscars. So these people are just on a tour bus, and all of a sudden they're
here
part
they
of the
are,
Oscars.
Part of the Oscars in front of the stage.
Yeah. Well, the one dude, the main guy that kind of stole the show there for a while, this Gary from Chicago, he had just been out of prison 3 days before for serving like a 20-year sentence.
Well, he was very well behaved.
He did fine.
And he was wonderful. And
here he is kissing Nicole Kidman's hand.
There's nothing wrong with that.
No.
He did his time. He was released.
But they were saying, I'm not going to read the whole article, but they were basically, he's still listed as a resident of California Substance Abuse Treatment Facility and State Prison at Corion.
Oops.
And they said in this article, whatever sentence he had, like a 20-year sentence, was probably, like they don't say in the article exactly, but they said it had to be one of those, like, three strikes and you're out kind of sentencing kind of thing. So, so this guy did some, he did some major shit to get in prison. And here he is in Oscars 3 days after he gets out of jail.
Well, you know crazy. What? He's got a hell of a story and so do we.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Good for him.
And it was a weird,
and so is Nicole Kidman.
It was a weird joke. It was a very strange joke. I didn't really understand. Like to me, if I walked out, saw that, I would have turned around and walked right back. You know me. I do not do well in center of attention.
Like, you would have been awesome because that's exactly what they were looking for.
I would have just been like, whoops, no.
Well, and that's where Jimmy Kimmel came in and his skills, some impromptu kind of, some impromptu comedy.
Yeah.
And everything went fine. But again, you're being risky when you do this live. These people, we don't know them type of
practical
situations,
jokes.
Right?
Yeah. Well, any kind of live show has that now. So.
Yeah. So good for Gary from Chicago.
Yes, good for him. Congratulations. He's getting married. I think he was the one that Samuel L. Jackson married, didn't he? Wasn't he?
Yes. Yeah. And I'm mocking. Yes.
Yeah.
Or, yeah.
Because it's, yeah, that was funny. It was cute. It was totally cute.
Yeah. And he met his wife while he was in prison, too. So that dude's had a heck of a, he's had a heck of a few weeks.
Yeah.
So there you go. So Oscars were damn entertaining this year. I'll tell you that.
Well, I tell you what, they really were.
Hell, the Oscars like that every year. I'm in. I've been missing out. All you women have been into something that, any guy could get into that shit. That's awesome.
Well, it is when it's entertaining, but sometimes it is just dull and kind of boring. I've gotten
what makes it in a weird way, and that one was okay. We had a good time with it. Mm-hmm. But honestly, like movies like La La Land, that most, let's face it, most adults that go to movies probably aren't into that. Wouldn't you think? It would help if they had movies that won most things that people had.
Yeah, well, I don't have this pulled up here. I'm not sure exactly what the Oscars are. People who make movies awarding other people who make movies with achievement awards.
I guess.
So, you know, there's the People's Choice Awards, which of course it's going to go to Terminator and Star Wars and movies like that. This is...
It just seems like they purposely go against what's popular.
I kind of agree with that. I do, because...
It could be both. But
it
okay.
can, and sometimes it is. But, you know... Throughout the history of the Oscars, and I've got an article here of the 20 biggest Oscar upsets of all time, and there are lots of movies that go down as classics. Like Citizen Kane didn't win an Oscar for Best Picture, and it is kind of agreed upon by everybody that may be the best movie ever made.
Someday we have got to watch that.
I
started
really...
to watch it once years ago, and whoever I was with was just so not into it. I think I just ended up falling asleep and not watching it. But I have got to watch that movie.
All right. I'm totally getting into film right now, watching these goofy YouTube videos.
I bet we can find it.
And I bet we can, even if we have to pay a few bucks to watch it.
I totally would do that.
I want to be a film critic.
You start another profession. Are we going to send you back to film school now?
Yes.
We've got cosmetology down.
Yes.
You've got chemistry down. It's time for film.
Time
podcasting.
For film.
We check off audio. We've got
I
that.
Also do property management and account bookkeeping. So.
And part-time honey badger.
I'm full-time honey badger. Who are you kidding?
If anybody heard our last show, Petro would have went honey badger all over that asshole tenant
of ours. Our jerk renter, yeah. Yeah. Just turn me loose on them, please. I'm watching. I'm like, lay one hand on you. And I'm going to break his finger.
You were so stand by your man. You were so redneck in that moment. It was awesome.
You love me for it.
I do love you for it. You would have been. There is no doubt in my mind, like not even 0.01% doubt that if I had got in a physical altercation with that man.
You would have been pulling me off of him.
You would have been right in there with me. If I was punching his face, you'd have been biting his ankle. There'd have been. You would have helped it any way you could have helped, and I know that.
Good.
That's why we are.
I love you.
That's right. I love you. I love you too. That's why we're Team Yates. So, speaking of Team Yates, we have been really trying hard to eat much better.
Yes.
And we've been succeeding.
Yes. Lost some weight.
No, I've lost some weight too. I definitely feel better. I was going to say, not that I felt bad. But I think I can tell a difference. I hesitated there for a minute, but yeah, I think overall I can tell a difference since I've been eating my broccoli sprouts and being more diligent about, shakes and all that stuff.
Yes. Well, I tell you what, I'm doing the low carb thing right now.
Yeah.
And I think low carb lifestyle is doable long term. I really do. I have a sugar habit. Like I would really love to like just buy a 10-pound bag of sugar and like give myself diabetes.
Get yourself the sugar and so you'll get the sugar.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's what everybody around here calls diabetes.
Is the sugar.
You got sugar. You got the sugar.
Yeah. So I've been doing low carb, very low carb, getting into ketosis and all this. I've been educating myself, reading books, meal prepping a little bit. It's been interesting.
Anything that I've ever read casually throughout the years, there's apparently no study that's shown that these, and it's commonly called the Atkins diet, but you know, the low carb thing.
Yeah.
I've never seen any study that shows that that's harmful, at least in the short term. They always used to preface this by saying, well, 20 year studies, we don't know, but you can study short term and nobody's found anything short term problem.
Well, now that people have been doing this since the 70s. And they're showing that now the data
studies.
Is showing that it's a healthier lifestyle than a high carb lifestyle.
Well, I'm sure of that.
So
well, you got some vitamins over there?
Yes. Yes. I've got
in the vein of eating healthy.
Eat this, not that.
Eat this, not that.
21 things you don't know about vitamins. We're not going to go into great detail here, I promise.
All right.
But
give us a list of some stuff I didn't know.
All right. Number one, you should pair vitamins A, D, and E, and K with fat in order to absorb them.
Oh, good
Those
Lord.
Are your fat-soluble vitamins.
That's specific.
Well, wow. I mean, I knew this. Maybe it's from cosmetology school.
So my multivitamin that has that in it, it's not as effective because I don't eat it with a big piece of fat.
Well, you do take fish oil when you take this, don't you?
Yeah.
Which is kind of like a serving of fat. That actually helps.
Okay. Well, all right. Well, that's good.
And here's number two.
That's a hell of a tip.
Why?
Everybody should be taking fish oil anyway. So.
Well, all right.
Okay.
Here's number two, and this is why this is on this list, Hank. Do not combine daily vitamin E and fish oil.
Uh-oh.
Fish oil can be a great belly fat zapper, but listen up. Both of these are blood thinners and can make you bruise or bleed more easily.
Yeah.
And if you take a daily aspirin, it does the same thing. So definitely check with your doctor before combining any of these.
Well, I do take all three, and I tell you, I did some research myself back in the early 90s on at that time at least, or mid-90s, like the most cocktail of vitamins that research was bearing out that people should be taking.
Uh-huh.
Stuff that was the most antioxidants, the most cardiovascular disease, basically, and you got to sift through a lot of shit.
Yeah, you do.
But at the time, my first wife was a pharmacist and a research pharmacist, and she had pipelines to, the high-end research articles and tons of stuff. And also was buddies with a physician who was all into it. So I really, for a while, studied. And that's how I came up with my concoction.
Okay.
Part of that is based on my mom died in her 50s from a heart attack.
Yeah.
So I think I need to be heavily on the side of heart attack prevention, blood thinner, stuff like that.
Well, I think it would be worth our while to get, like, you know, we've talked about like a health retreat or something like that.
Right.
Like have all the blood work done, you know, really kind of document our diet for a little while, how to fine tweak it, you know, mm-hmm. I mean, because I think we're doing a lot right. But you're my delicate peach.
No, I do brew it easy, and that is fine. Well, let me tell you what I take every morning. And again, this is from research that I did years ago, mm-hmm. but if I can remember all of it. But it's a multivitamin, and then vitamin E, and fish oil, and a baby aspirin. And I feel like I'm leaving something out. That's the main ones.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So it's not bad. That's a good little concoction.
No.
Oh, that's official and fish oil, if I didn't say that.
Yeah, so you're doing all of the blood thinning right there together. And here's another slide. Don't take your vitamins on an empty stomach.
Now, why is that, I wonder? Well, it's okay. I know you don't go into a whole detail.
Yeah.
On an empty stomach.
Taking vitamins on an empty stomach can cause nausea because sometimes your body excretes more acidic digestive juices than needed just to break down the supplement by itself, which can irritate the stomach's lining. If there isn't any other food to slow down and buffer the digestive juices, the result can be an upset stomach, and it doesn't do you as much good, like some of the oil-soluble stuff. I really always, and that sounds like I'm preaching, but I always really try to wait and take mine with, like, the first meal of the day.
That's a good tip. I don't have any problem. It doesn't upset my stomach. So,
okay,
I mean,
it would kill me.
If it upset my stomach, I would do that, but it doesn't. So it's just easier to do it first part of the day before I eat. But, all right, that's a good tip.
B6 can help you sleep. I take a super duper B complex.
B6, huh?
B6, yeah.
Okay.
Which I
don't have any problem
to.
With that.
And this one should be common sense, but I don't know if everybody knows this. Fat soluble vitamins have more staying power. Like if you OD on D, K, E, A, If you have too much in your system, they stay with you because it's in your fat tissues. It doesn't flush out with urine and sweat.
Huh. Okay.
You're supposed to pair vitamin C with iron for it to be most efficient.
Again, it's part of my multivitamin, so they're in there together, I guess. Okay.
Well, you're supposed to try to get a lot of it with food.
I can say this, that's a common mistake I know a lot of people make. They take this extra vitamin C, or they package some kind of an anti-cold and flu type concoction. That's basically a mega dose of vitamin C.
Yeah.
A lot of these vitamins, you can only absorb so much.
Yeah.
So I don't know what the number is. Let's just say it's 500 milligrams of vitamin C, whatever the number is, that if you get any more than that, you're just going to pee it out.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
So some of these things, people, you're getting tricked. Don't think you're going to take a mega dose of vitamin C and there's only so much. So anyway.
All right, yeah. I was looking for this. I know there's another slide with the vitamin C, exactly what you're saying, like the water-soluble vitamins. You do. You just pee and sweat it all out. So
right.
That's not necessarily.
People make a concoction of that stuff.
Yeah. All right. Calcium will compete with iron for absorption.
Okay.
So calcium blocks iron from entering, or too much iron will block your calcium. So you kind of have to balance it.
Got it.
B12 if you're vegan. I take a B complex. I'm not vegan. More is not always merrier. Like you're supposed to break up if you're calcium deficient, you're supposed to break up your calcium dose into two doses a day.
Interesting.
All right. This one's good. Increase your vitamin intake after diarrhea. If you have a bout of several days, you may excrete more vitamins from your body than usual. So it's a good idea to supplement until you are feeling better.
Interesting. And that makes sense, of course.
It does.
You have diarrhea.
It does.
You're getting everything. You're not getting, you're not absorbing much. That's the whole reason it's runny and liquidy, frankly.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's why you can shit through a screen door, as old Papaw used to say.
This is interesting. The vitamin B complex is key to a healthy GI tract lining. and that includes the mucosal lining of the mouth. This doctor says, in his experience, people suffering from frequent APTH.
That's what I get.
Yes, ulcers.
Abscess.
Yes, yes.
Abscess ulcers.
Yes, yes. Usually white sores inside the mouth, not like cold sores or near the lips, will be helped by taking a daily B vitamin complex. For more ways to keep your mouth healthy, blah, blah, blah. There.
Well, I take a multivitamin. I wonder if
there's enough B vitamins in it. It would be like...
I mean, a multi, you think it would have everything.
That's not a coverall. Some of those are crap.
I may try that one. These abscess ulcers I get are sucky.
Yeah, you get real grouchy.
They're basically
sometimes.
Like a cold sore on your tongue, on the underside of your tongue.
Yeah.
So it's just enough so that every time you speak, your tongue rubs that just enough against, you know, your tongue rubs it against your tooth.
Uh-huh.
Or a tooth. And damn, it's painful.
It's miserable. You don't complain about much. That's one of the few things that you do. So I'm going to say that's bad. You don't get man flu. So.
Always leading to a good medical stuff. Always keep getting off on tangents, but it's just how it is. I feel like that abscess ulcer that I have is almost viral, though, because I only get it on the left side of my tongue.
Mm-hmm.
That shows it's got to be some kind of a through the nerve type deal. So mm-hmm. I almost feel like it's a viral attached to one of the nerves.
But it might, that
probably a sublingual nerve.
The B complex may help, like just your whole lining. And that's one of those things I've added recently since I've been doing all of my research is
it's worth a try.
Additional B vitamins.
Yeah, it's definitely worth a try.
They're water soluble, so if you don't need it, you're just going to pee it out.
Well, and it's one of those things where it's not life-threatening. It's just an aggravation. So there's not exactly a whole team of scientists studying this shit.
No.
There's one product that I've ever found for this abscess ulcer that I take. And it may knock a day or two off of the whole course of the
yeah.
ulcer, but it's not a cure all for
no.
sure. It does not.
No.
It's minimally effective at best.
Yeah, and if you're doing that before you go to bed, you can't really talk after you put it on. So you have the sign language going on. You're like
yes, it's like a yes, it's like this pasty. Paste mm-hmm. you put in your mouth. Oh, it's disgusting.
All right. Don't mix zinc and antibiotics.
Okay. I don't take antibiotics.
Yep. Folic acid if you're pregnant.
You're supposed to take folic acid if you're pregnant?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, and we're even thinking about getting pregnant. So that's one that we...
So you don't have a devil baby?
Yeah.
Okay.
It actually does prevent birth defects. So.
That's good.
All right. Vitamin C is crucial for tissue repair.
Okay.
So
again, multi
and it
should
is real
cover
good
that.
For your skin too. It's good topically and internally.
And again, multi should cover it, I would think, but
yeah.
don't mega.
Yeah, but they say that there's the next slide. Large doses of vitamin C could be a total waste of money because you're gonna pee them all out.
Pee.
Yeah.
You're gonna urinate it out.
Yep. Vitamin K is crucial for blood clotting, so you don't bleed to death.
Makes sense.
And. It says, ask yourself if you're sweating out your water-soluble vitamins. If you're giving that Soul Cycle your best effort, you're also giving it your vitamins. Because water-soluble vitamins need to be replenished almost daily from the diet. Be mindful of situations where you are likely to become vitamin depleted.
Hmm.
That's interesting. There have been a few times I used to kickbox and get super, like, disgusting sweating.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And herbs can also have a big effect on your body, like vitamins. So before you start taking herbal supplements, ask your doctor.
Okay. Check. Before you start drinking that sarsaparilla tea.
Yes, exactly.
Sassafras tea.
Exactly.
Blood root, yellow root.
Man, people love that stuff, don't they?
Oh, yeah. My dad loves to be the catfish man of the woods that digs all that stuff and tries to be a local, not really a voodoo doctor, but an old hillbilly man of the woods doctor for people
yeah.
in his little neighborhood.
Yeah.
He'll try to get them to boil tree bark and, oh, your stomach's hurting. Oh, here, boil some of this yellow root and mix it up with this.
Mom, Dad's
sassafras,
getting into that.
And make
my parents...
that into a tea and blah, blah, blah. I told my dad, like, you're fucking going to kill somebody. Do you understand, like this stuff, like bloodroot and yellow root specifically? Like, it has blood thinner in it, like Coumadin kind of shit.
Like, don't keep giving people this. Yeah.
Right. I mean, you're basically, you're basically giving them medicine.
And you ain't a doctor.
Exactly. Right. You're an old man living in a holler, digging
and
roots.
And you know what? You know,
like out of a horror movie.
100 years ago, that would be fabulous because that may have been the best medical care that somebody could get. But now you can basically walk into a gazillion different doctor's offices everywhere. Like,
right.
You know, we want to whine about how long we have to wait at the doctors. But you know, you can go to a doctor the same day you need to, anywhere.
Right. This isn't 1592. We don't have to just...
They're not going to put leeches on you and bleed you.
Right. Right. Exactly. So, you don't have to do any bloodletting today, Mr. Yates, my dad.
There's a very good chance that they might actually wash their hands before they treat you. I mean, it's so much better. And I don't know what it is, but people really kind of want to get back to that, like...
Folk medicine. That's the word I'm looking for. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's like a folk medicine shaman wannabe is what my dad is.
Yeah. Yeah.
And again, it's so vague. Like, he knows just enough to, like, because he's read it in some book or some ancestor passed it down.
Because he's just so damn old. He's convincing.
And like I said, some stuff, I mean, there is legitimate stuff. Like, if you boil willow bark and make that into a tea and drink enough of it, you're getting aspirin.
Yeah.
Acetic acid is in willow bark.
Mm-hmm.
Why not just take a damn aspirin?
I know.
For the love of God.
They're cheap, and there's some measure of quality control there.
Right.
Even if you buy it at the dollar store, chances are real good it's aspirin. It's salicylic acid.
Right. Yeah. And then some of that other stuff, like I'm saying, I keep bringing it up just because it's just words he uses. You know, Mayapple tea. You know, and if you really look it up and dig deep enough, because I kind of have, because I want to make sure he's not killing my neighbors.
Yeah. You don't want to have to bail him out of jail for murder.
Yeah. I don't remember all the chemicals and all the drugs, but for example, Mayapple has a chemical in it that's a, I don't know, it's in some medicine now that they've made a medicine out of.
Oh, no.
And if you eat enough of it, you will kill yourself. It's legitimately poisonous and toxic in large numbers of this stuff. Yeah.
You got to watch him. Well, I mean, I love my lemon ginger tea that I make at night. And, you know, I'm terrible. I just buy it from the grocery store and brew my tea and already made tea bags. Well, my dad is getting crazy now. And I was like, what the heck? Because I recognized he had ginger in the refrigerator. He's chopping that stuff up at night and making tea out of it. Just plain ginger. Well, he's becoming like that now. My dad is starting to become the old man of the mountain.
God, don't let your dad get with my dad.
No.
They'll concoct some sort of a...
Between the moonshine and the tea brewing, they would end the world.
Yeah. And it's good that my dad has enough time to go through the woods and dig mayapple root and do all this stuff. In a way, it's kind of cool. I just don't want him to kill anybody. I just don't want anybody to die over this dumb hobby.
Yeah, I do. I totally understand that. And, you know, if it was just, eating some dandelion greens in their salad and being happy with it, that would be fine with me. But they're taking it a step too far.
Right. It's not like they're just eating raw leeks and, you know, that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Our families, we love them.
Yeah, I love them. And you can't tell my dad much because the dude's like 87 years old. Like, you know, it'd be one thing. How are you going to tell somebody something that's apparently working for him? You know?
Yeah.
He's on a limited amount of medicine. He's still pretty damn smart.
He is. He had there for a little while. We were a little worried about him because he'd had a little bit of surgery, and he was a little off his rocker for a few days after that. We were all like, "Oh my God, this is the end!"
Yeah, here it comes.
Yep. Nope. He's great. It was just the anesthesia. It did him in for a few days.
Yeah, I guess so. All right, here's a trend of something that I want to stop. I keep seeing these articles, and I'm tired of it.
Okay.
And it's not a panda bear, even though that's the next story. It looks like it's coming up.
Yes.
Yeah, we have nothing against panda bears.
We love pandas.
These fake arrests where you get public servants to do something and help you propose or do some surprise to your girlfriend or wife or something that has nothing to do with their job. Example. I think I keep seeing this. Here's a perfect example. Apparently, this person in Tennessee, 20 years old, and it's usually young people, not to pick on young people again, but again, this is silly. He called the police and asked them to be in on this joke where the police pull his girlfriend over and arrest her, fake arrest her, but with handcuffs, the police siren, all, the whole nine yards. They pull her over, fake arrest her, and then he pulls up behind them. Oh, it's a joke here. Will you marry me? Here's a ring.
I would absolutely be so seething mad. I would, if they didn't have the handcuffs on me, they would probably arrest me after my reaction to that.
And all these stories show the policeman being nice and all that. And but come on. I mean, at some point, I
Unless
get it. People trying to be friendly, but come.
Are best friends with that policeman or like work for the police department or something like that. I don't see, I mean, it's not funny. It's not.
At some point, boundaries need to be established.
Yeah.
You are a police officer, for the love of God. You don't, I mean, I get it. You don't have to be stuffy, and you want to be approachable, and you want people to like you.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not saying that.
I guess it's a public likability campaign.
But there's some, again, it's almost like, all right, let's just take it back to the Oscars. When you do random stuff like this that you're not supposed to do, sooner or later, I'm going to call my shot right now. Sooner or later, there's going to be an incident where they try to pull somebody over and arrest them, fake arrest them, or whatever, for one of these pranks.
And somebody's going to fight back, run,
right,
act crazy.
Run through a stop sign because they're tore up and hit somebody. Just something's going to happen.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, I'm sick of this trend.
Well, I mean, it's always, even when I get pulled over for speeding, and I know exactly why they're pulling me over, and I know exactly what I'm going to get, it is still so gut-wrenching and upsetting.
It is.
And I'm the most law-abiding citizen otherwise. Like, I'm fucking boring. So it's not like I'm going to jail. I've never done anything. But when you get pulled over and they're sitting behind you with those flashing lights, it's terrifying.
This lady said it. She thought it was great. She thought it was a great quote. She thought it was a great prank. She took it really, really well and enjoyed it. I wouldn't have done it if it was something she wouldn't have taken well. We're still laughing 3 days later. See her laughing? It's the ultimate goal.
Okay. Well, here's, this one's actually kind of funny, though. 99-year-old gets arrested to cross it off her bucket list. Being thrown in the slammer, this Dutch woman, known only as Annie, had her jail dreams fulfilled when her niece contracted the local police, and it was Dutch, Netherlands, to ask him for help. And they picked the woman up and took her to jail, where she was handcuffed and placed in the cell for a few minutes. She's 99 years old. She looks thrilled out of her mind about it.
No, I'm going to say no. I'm going to say, sorry, Grandma. This is not a playground.
It's kind of funny.
If you want to get arrested, go out there and rob somebody. And we'll arrest your ass. All right? Do it right if you're going to do it. Get out there and smack somebody around.
Yeah.
Steal some gum from the local department store.
Yeah, you should have to steal something, even something small.
Yes. So, I don't know. That one's a little better because at least the grandma is in on it and she wants to do it. I'm all right. For some reason, I'm all right with that. I kind of am all right with that one. But these surprise ones, I think that's my thing, is when you call the police and get them in on. But then again, that's what she's doing. She's calling the police to get them to do something that they.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know. I'm more okay with Grandma because she wanted it done.
Me too.
Then, like,
I think it's a surprise factor I don't like. I just know sooner or later something's going to happen with that. And yeah. I just find it weird that people randomly call up a police station to get them in on your joke. Like, okay, like, I would be like, this really? You play a joke on her. That, why are you getting me involved?
Yeah, I might get shot.
Yes. At a minimum, they're going to make, somebody could be seriously mad at me.
Yeah.
Somebody could sue me for sure. I don't know how anybody in any of these towns would let their policemen do that with all these lawsuits for,
you know what? Honestly.
For mental, whatever it is, anguish.
Yeah.
Yes.
I think you only hear about the ones that go right. And it's kind of one of those ask forgiveness afterwards instead of permission. Because if these guys asked for permission, I don't think they would have gotten it.
I would think not. But, man, we've heard some dumb tales from cities and people making bad decisions. So I don't know. But anyway, and I've told you before on these other things, I'm not crazy either about these high schools. And it's more at the high school level. But when there's a handicapped kid, like mentally handicapped, and at the end of the game they let him run in a touchdown or something to say he scored a touchdown or something.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know. I'm not big on that either. I'm like, you know, you're on the team. That's great.
I see that a little bit differently, and it's not an argument. I just, you know, that may be that kid's the shining moment in his entire life. You never really know.
Maybe.
And it's teaching these other kids, okay, let other people have a turn in the spotlight.
Yeah, maybe.
Because so many of these, like, star athletes, star cheerleaders, star whatever, you know, they get out of high school very selfish. So.
Yeah, I guess. I can maybe
it's teaching everybody a lesson. One. It's giving everybody something.
Well, the thing I saw on this the other day, and I don't know if it was fake, but it looked real as hell, was somebody doing this, and somebody from the other team creamed that kid. I mean, destroyed that kid.
Mm-hmm. That
because technically, it's still a game.
Yeah.
And there is not a thing anybody can do to that kid on the other team that was an asshole who did that. Nothing.
That's horrible. That is a shitty human being up and coming.
I agree. But you're putting that kid.
Kid at risk. But you're asking all of those kids to be a decent human being, to learn how to be a decent human being.
Right.
And everybody has seen you've got one fucker.
Yeah, exactly. And it's on the opposing team. You don't know these kids. And you're basically going around before the game or maybe in the middle of the game and asking them, okay, we're going to put little Timmy in and we're going to let him score a touchdown. Is that okay with you all? And I mean, things can go wrong. And like I said, I saw a video. I don't have it pulled up. Maybe it's fake, but I'm telling you, it did not look fake. Of some kid that they were doing this with, and another kid on the other team just wide open.
Well, they
tackles,
can't. They may not.
It
be
looks
able
like he killed that kid.
To like officially discipline that kid, but if I was that kid's principal, that kid would be sitting in my office doing public service for a while. Like,
well, can you make him? He did exactly.
You know what? We need to.
Oh, I agree. I mean, okay. I agree. It should happen. Absolutely. And maybe that's part of life, too, is learning, hey, there's jackasses out there on the other.
Yeah, but you know what? That
it
your
should.
Learning field, it should be high school. Okay. And it's become this crazy, weird in between land. I mean, and I can say, like, I recently, you saw me, I lost it when my high school principal died here recently. That was a man who taught me some wonderful lessons in life.
Right. Yeah.
And yeah, he suspended me once and I sat in his office for 3 days with the girl that like we ended up pulling each other's hair in the locker room, and I got ambushed because I was an idiot freshman that literally didn't know about the birds and the bees going into high school. Cause thanks mom and dad, you didn't really prepare me for stuff. And like, I was terrified of the people that I had gym class with, and some of those girls knew it, and they put another girl who was easily pushed around up to starting a fight with me.
Right.
Well, she grabs my hair and doesn't know what to do with it. And I grab her hair, and we're just standing there terrified. Like, both of us, eyes locked, absolutely terrified. And they're screaming, fight, 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 fight. Of course, somebody runs in, and
sure,
we both get in school suspension. And you know, I didn't know her very well before then. She didn't know me before then. We got to know each other, and we got to sit in that damn office for 3 days. And that's fine.
Yeah.
You know, my parents let it happen. Her parents let it happen. Nobody jumped in and tried to go, not my kid, none of that bullshit. You know, it was like, yeah, my kid got in a fight. The rules say 3 days in school suspension, do it. You know, that was back when, you know, school actually had some say in your kid's education. And I think it was a good thing.
Well, I think that's what I'm more worried about. I'm okay in principle, I suppose, with letting the kids score a touchdown, that kind of thing. I guess. But you are putting them in it is a weird situation when something happens, and it is going to happen. I don't know. I just feel like you should – I don't know. I just feel like you just shouldn't do that stuff. At some point, not everybody can be the star athlete, and not everybody can do this. But then also get that there's levels of it. And like you said, that might make some of these people's whole lives.
Yeah.
I guess. Yeah. So yin and yang.
And I think we really need to teach the star athletes and this, you know, that.
Oh, yeah.
It's not all about you.
Yeah. It's good life lessons. I don't think the kids, I don't think they care that much. I don't think it's that.
Yeah. Yeah.
But anyhow. That's great. Where can everybody find us, Ms.
HillbillyNerdTalk.com. They can find my Pinterest, your Facebook, and Twitter.
Yeah, I've been on there recently. Some of our peeps have been interacting with us. Been nice.
Hey, I can actually hear you because the heater turned off.
Oh, I see. We do have a loud HVAC system.
All right, everybody, have a great week. We'll talk to you next weekend.